Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah.
You're mid-yawn and you're shaking your head yes. You're not ready if you're mid-fucking-yawn.
I am. I'm
ready.
Are you being Jingle Bells?
What?
Are you being Jingle Bells?
No.
Get fucking pumped. It's Christmas time. You're listening to Ho Ho Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
I think it's Christmas Chris.
Oh.
Is it? Okay.
Why'd you call?
I hurt a little bit.
Christmas Chris? You,
I don't like it.
Rich?
I don't like it.
Is Christmas Chris better than Christopher Andrew Mullins? Cam?
Yeah.
For short?
Well, I mean, I could be a hog ass.
Hog ass. Well, some would say you already are. Lastly, thank there's you. Fat Joey!
I'm back.
Oh, man. Every time I have a planned game for the podcast, James is like, well, I've caught malaria again.
I got the West Nile.
Yeah, it's like, come the fuck on, dude.
Like a bird flu.
I know. He's the most Santa built among us, and he can't show up for Christmas?
There's like 36 cases of bird flu in California right now.
Oh, yeah. You just bring that up for Christmas? Yeah. You bring that up for the holidays? Big guy?
It just become more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately for us, he is the D&D expert, and I decided to...
And the other one's no longer with us.
What? What the fuck, man?
What do you mean?
I don't know, I wanted to throw this can at your head really bad.
Why?
It's like, oh, man, yeah, James didn't show up, but you know who else didn't show up? B-Rad.
No.
So maybe say fuck them both.
That's not what I said at all.
Kind of, a little bit. How B-Rad would be here if he weren't dead.
Supposedly.
Quote unquote.
He's hanging out with Tupac.
That'd be nice. That'd be awkward.
He would enjoy the fuck out of it.
Yeah, Tupac wouldn't.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I don't think Tupac would.
Why?
Oh, Cthulhu, huh?
He was like an art major and shit. Tupac wasn't no hardcore gangster. He was like a gay artsy dude.
So
Come
you
on.
Think B-Rad was too cool for Tupac?
B-Rad's more gangster because he does more gangster shit.
Don't bring Diddy into this. He's still alive.
Who?
Diddy.
But barely.
What do you mean barely?
He's going to die. And it's going to be Jeffrey Epstein 2.0.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people want to see him go down.
Oh, I think a lot of people already have, my friend. A lot of people. Probably a lot of, like, minors and stuff. Allegedly. I don't know. I was never at a Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, perhaps. That would explain a lot. He's really fucked up, like, mentally there for a while. So, like, if I was fingered by a pop star.
I don't think it was fingered, but.
I don't think Puff Daddy was a pop star.
Oh, he was. A pop star, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Popping booties.
Popping pink socks.
Popping what?
Pink socks.
Oh. Is that like a prolapsed asshole? Is that what you're going for there? That is absolutely disgusting. So I thought maybe we go on with D&D, since it turns out, Joseph, you've played before?
Yeah. I have.
Okay, have you ever taken the rule book and just burned it and then just like winged it from there?
No.
Interesting. You're about to. So... I would love to hear where you guys think we wound up the last time we played D&D.
Was that?
Yes, it was.
Where we ended last time?
Yeah.
Was that where there was zombies and Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Not quite.
And...
Stone Cold was not there. Well, B-Rad was Stone Cold. Yeah. He shattered the glass.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he's still in the recording booth not helping anybody.
He saved the day.
I forgot about that.
Man, he really left you guys to die there for a minute. Yeah. It was just you two, because like Yams was sucking my dick.
Yeah.
B-Rad was just pumping out the gems. Good job, Joey.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. He might just...
I'm like, dude.
Dude, fuck my dude.
That joke doesn't even make sense yet. Fuck. All right, so yeah, you guys are fighting zombies. And then if I remember right, and I probably should have refreshed by listening to the episode, you guys get to the soundboard that's malfunctioning. Oh, yeah, you guys had recorded an ad. And it was like a demonic ad and created all the zombies. It's like an Evil Dead type vibe.
Yeah.
Y'all got to the soundboard. You played it backwards. It was hashtag boy kisses, turns out. And it set everything right in the world. You were no longer the
boy kisses made everything right.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
We've only played twice.
There's this toast. We should probably toast to Puff Daddy.
I was going to say Baby Jesus.
Oh.
Oh.
We'll see. I think I'll run with that.
What?
Toast him to Baby Jesus. You know, good. You know it's his birthday coming up.
I've heard. Okay. Big day. I'm just glad you love Christmas so much, you fucking fuck. You did say fucking fuck last week, by the way. I don't know if you're re-listening or not. Yeah. You didn't say paint me with a baguette. You said here's a baguette, you fucking fuck. And also, we made jokes about you having a micro dick for the whole episode, Joey. Welcome back to HMB. Merry Christmas, fuckface. No, Toon told a story about a guy having a micropenis, but we couldn't say his real name, so we said it was you for a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
We were blatantly joking.
Talking about micropenis.
We
met him Friday night.
In Fort Wayne shopping.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We were walking to the boot barn, like, he was crossing the street.
How long before you're like, Chris?
Oh, as soon as we walked away.
So did he smell like he had a tiny dick?
Oh, I didn't get that close.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You judged him from afar?
Nah, I didn't know who it was at first.
Did you already know who it was? Did you know this person?
No.
Damn.
Not until we got up there.
Yeah. Seems like a nice guy.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Personality's all right.
It needs to be through the fucking roof, Joey.
Yeah.
Through the fucking roof. Anywho, so.
I bet he cares about them.
Oh, once again, he has to. Yeah. So.
Who's them?
The women.
The
oh, so they're just people now? Okay.
I thought Kelly was on last week's episode. So I don't have an item of bags this time. I'm assuming this will get fucked up though, because if you remember right, so the last time, yeah, B-Rad stunning zombies, yam sucking dick, you just like, I think, tried to block the windows, which is boring as fuck. The episode
I turned it into wrestling moves.
Oh, that's true, you did after a while. The episode before that, Toon performed cunnilingus on a two-headed couch monster.
Right. Yeah. I got in there too.
Any of this?
You don't remember any of it?
No. I remember B-Rad in the sound booth. That's it. And him not doing shit.
He was mad about it, so he remembers.
That's all I can remember.
Because we both went down on the couch together. That's why that was a jerk for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Oh God. Double fellatio on a poor. I was gonna say woman, but
I was a lazy boy.
Well, it was. It was the two women from Honey Hold My Beer had fused into one vicious couch monster, because remember the squeaky couch?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we're putting a Christmas spin on this game as well, so you guys get to the soundboard, right? Everything, flash of white. You don't hear zombies anymore. You don't really see anything right now, though. But you feel it's getting so, so very cold outside. You hear the snow hitting the ground softly. You hear hooves kind of tracking in that snow. You hear...
Did you say hooves or
hooves? Hooves.
Like Hoovesville?
Like a hoof.
Oh, like a hoof. Like a reindeer.
Bingo, nice. Bingo, bitch.
Or a horse.
Can I make that my new catchphrase? Bingo, bingo, bitch?
I don't see why not. Thank no you. One else is going to take it.
The three B's.
Bingo, bingo, bitch. This is better than the three F's. Forced family fun. That
I think
sucks.
It should be bingo, bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bitch?
Yeah.
That's hard. I can't do that. No, I won't remember that by the end of this episode. I only forget while we're recording. You guys forget after we're recording it. I guess it works. Anyways, there's snow. It's cold. You hear the hooves.
Right.
And was that screaming? Fire? Chris,
you hear fire.
You rub your eyes. Crackling.
Okay.
You can hear a fucking fire. On my sleep app, fire is a setting for sound.
Why do you have a sleep app?
To sleep with.
What do you mean?
Because sometimes it's hard. What?
Don't you have a wife?
What? What's that have to do with anything?
Are you sleeping with it?
Yeah, what? I don't fuck the sleeping app. What? I don't. What?
Now it's warm.
What? It doesn't burn when I pee anymore.
What?
I'm just trying to figure out how lonely you are.
I'm not.
Okay.
it's background noise. That's it.
Okay. I put the baby to sleep with like thunderstorm noises on my Google Play, but not myself.
Sometimes I use thunderstorm noises. I've only used it like once or twice, but I've only had it for like 2 days.
I feel so good. I took a guy making his own homemade MREs.
I'm doing fine.
It was
you
him.
Know, fuck him. I'm fine. Anyways, yeah. Don't you only virgins use sleeping apps? You fucking
you
fuck.
You ever seen freeze dried ham?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
You want to? That's the weirdest come online I've ever heard. Or pickup line. Which will turn into a come online. You guys are going to sidetrack the fuck out of this. We're going to have to speed around this shit because it's so fucking cold. All right. So, Chris, you're the first one. You kind of fill your eyes a little bit. You know. Oh, your sight's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
To you. Next to you. Right next to you. To your right side. Tune. Looking fine.
Nice.
Right there.
Always.
On the other side, not quite as fine. It's me. I'm standing there. I have my pants on. Always a good sign.
Yeah.
You turn around. There's no yams. He's gone. B-Rad, for mysterious reasons, also gone. But in their place, something with just as much width. It's Fat Joey.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. That
was a caramel kiss.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
The caramel kiss.
Because of what he's wearing. That'll track well on the airwaves.
Yeah.
All right, and you look around, you're not in a studio. Even the last one was like super nice because you were the number one podcast.
Sounds
in the
like
world.
We're outside.
You're at the North Pole.
We know it's automatically the North Pole.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like pretty obvious. Like buildings made out of fucking sugar plums.
Why does anything else be done? I won't think it's a sugar plum. Walk in, it's gonna be an eggplant. Then I'm getting fucked by three dudes.
And love it. Anyways, so you see the gingerbread walls, you know, the candy cane light poles, but you see elves running in the distance, and you see plumes of smoke. The North Pole's not okay. H&B needs to save Christmas.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do this, guys.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
It's on you.
All right. I'm going to go check out the gingerbread house.
Which one?
The one that's on fire.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So we'll go check out the one that's on fire.
All right. Yeah. You see an elf there kind of panicked looking around.
Yeah. What's up, homie?
It's not good. There are people. Evil people in face paint everywhere, and they're terrorizing the North Pole.
Oh, God.
You have to help Papa Elf.
Do we get to kill Kiss? Do we get to kill Kiss?
I'm down.
Fuck yeah, let's do this,
man. I thought you'd think it was Juggalos. I hate people, man. Come on with like one okay twist.
Guess what? Before we go in, we're painting up.
There's a whole
magic ninjas.
What?
I was gonna make you roll for face paint.
Okay, we can do
that. We just want to skip to the end? You fuckface! Guys, I found something pretty on brand for a Christmas beer review. I'm pretty excited about it, but Chris, you found a snack behind my chair. And you're making me try it on the air for some reason. So let's get this bullshit out of the way, okay. Huh?
What was it?
Toulon?
Toulon.
Mm-hmm.
Toulon. It's Russian?
The Russian.
It's a Russian gingerbread and honey snack.
With a fruit filling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somehow it's still soft.
Kinda.
Yeah.
That's a long trip. So this could be so dense and chewy, it's going to make terrible audio.
Yeah. Man, they don't come here if they want good audio.
You don't think so?
Fuck no, they don't. All
right. Not a fuck with it, though.
It's like a big Fig Newton.
Mm-hmm. A little extra sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Chris doesn't like it.
Chris tastes of honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a negative for you.
I got that weird honey aftertaste.
Mm. Nah, this is fucking great, I think.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like gingerbread.
No.
No.
Well, it's Russian gingerbread.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to celebrate a Russian Christmas?
It's probably pretty awesome.
I think
all the vodka and gunfire you want?
I'm pretty sure in Russia, Christmas celebrate you, bitch.
Yeah? That's fine.
Uh-huh.
I love Adidas tracksuits, and if I drink out of liquor, I want it to be vodka, and I fucking love weapons. Sign me up, baby.
Mm. You don't like being surveyed, though. You have to have a dash cam.
I don't, but I feel like Russia's a big place. If you can't hide, you're fucking retarded.
Well, yeah, but the people that hide are the best places to hide?
Why are you talking with your mouth full? Fucking swallow. This isn't college.
The best places to hide are also where the bears hide.
As in the men or as in the animals?
Yes.
Either way, I'm down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, I think they take me in.
I think that's a two-thumber. Out of all the weird foreign snacks we've tried on the show, that might be my favorite. Counting the weird shit you found in Vegas and everything, like I really like that a lot.
Well, there's plenty over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll two-thumb that up.
I'm going zero.
Zero?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Fuck's sake.
I would never eat that again. Mm. Ever.
It just tastes like they put honey underneath, like in between some sweet-ass bread.
That's what that is.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Fruit filling, sweet bread, honey.
It's a decent ration.
It's a fuck ton. It's huge.
It's a ration.
Yeah, I couldn't eat that whole thing in one sitting. You think that fuels their whole military?
Well, that's too generous.
It's that.
I think they get a quarter of one of these and be like, smack on the ass and go get them, boy.
Watch out for all those Koreans jerking off on your way to the front lines. Fucking porn frenzy, I heard in the news. North Koreans got there like, holy shit, you guys have internet? We don't have that at home. Porn. And a white Christmas to all, really. Fucking Joey, I'm not even ready to timestamp yet so early in the episode.
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you thought you had it easy?
I did, yeah.
Kelly's back.
That's a yams kind of thing. Thumbs, Joey, thumbs.
I'll give it two. It's. I agree, it's way better than some of the weird shit Ray come home from Vegas with.
It's better than the squid jerky.
A million percent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit was nasty. So,
weird gummy candies.
The sweet seaweed chips weren't bad.
They weren't great.
Like seaweed and shrimp chips. Fucking.
Mm. Mm. The freaky popcorn you bought was pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I found Sugar Plum Beer, guys. Urban Artifact. It is 7.2% Plum Vanilla.
Isn't there a really bad song or story about sugar plums around Christmas time?
It's the fucking night before Christmas.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Shut up, that was not. Visions of thinking, sugar plums danced in their head.
But is that just a song, too?
It's a book.
Yeah, but slash the book poem. Have a story.
What?
Like, the 12 Days of... It's nope. A song. Wait, what's the 12 Days of Christmas?
A song.
12 Days of Christmas is a song.
Okay, what the fuck are you talking about? The sugar Night Before plums. Christmas.
It's a book.
It's a book. Like a poem, like a Dr. Seuss
but
style
they
book.
Read... The plum book form. In that story, right?
In what story?
No, it's they don't the read... dreams that the children are having while they're asleep.
The sugar plums that are dancing.
But I feel like there's... In my mind, I'm picturing a white square book. Uh-huh. White cover.
Okay, sure.
Purple sugar plums on it.
Right.
You're the only
and like, what is that?
And there's like a movie? You're thinking of Candyland, my friend.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Are you thinking of like...
It's the fucking caterpillar book.
There's also the caterpillar book. Oh, the places we'll go?
The Hungry Hearted Caterpillar.
There you go.
No.
So, are you thinking of like a movie where like a grandfather's reading it to his son and like no, it plays out in the movie? I know, I was going to try to catch you in a Princess Bride kind of trap because I love that movie.
No. Do you have this confused with Brown Bear, Brown Bear?
No, I don't know any of those books.
Back to Mother Russia, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Brown Bear is amazing.
Yeah, I read the Bible up until I found Goosebump books.
This is easier and less scary.
And then he only read the fucked up ones where you had to make up your own ending.
No, I read those. Hey,
I
like
was
them.
Reading old Jewish material.
Those are trash, Danny.
No, it's just because I died a whole bunch. I had a mummy one where I never did beat it. And I read that thing like 50 fucking times. I was just stupid. And I'd forget what number I chose last time or what choice. So I just kept on dying over and over again. Love Goosebumps, though. It's making a comeback. People are collecting the old volumes.
Yeah.
Pretty excited. So I guess we're just toasting to everybody having a Merry Christmas. RIP to the potato.
Merry Christmas, then. A good night to all, and a happy new... What is it?
What day is it going to come out? Wednesday?
Christmas I guess Eve? So. I might try to get it.
You know what? Fuck, you know what? Fuck Christmas.
No?
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, well, the reason for the season...
Happy birthday.
Okay.
There ain't no motherfucking book that is a Christmas sugar plums that is white with purple circles.
I don't know. Maybe some bitch just sent me some eggplant emojis one day. I don't
remember... She was trying to warn you that she was a man. And you're like, I hate Christmas. Don't like, explain why you hate surprises.
All of it is like, those trivia questions last night, I didn't know any of those things.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't participate much in Christmas.
Which but one of watch... Santa's reindeer is associated with another holiday?
What?
Which one? Motherfucker, he didn't even comprehend the question yet.
Zero. Zero. Was that one of the questions last night?
I don't think you would have got it because Chris doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, I tried one Astro, and I got bitched at.
See? Why try?
Ooh, we should toast to Astronomicon, too. Next year, Sting's going to be there, and so thus shall I be.
Yeah.
I want to sweet that man so hard he comes in my pants.
Whoa.
He's a good Christian man. I shouldn't say that.
Can?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
You think he'll be in pain or out of pain?
He'll be in
I thought you said pain. I was like, buddy, he'll be in pain.
He'll be in pain.
He'll be in paint, which helps hide that pain.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, his last run, he's jumping off balconies and shit. He can't feel great. He was in his 60s.
Off balconies, he should. I'm not going to jump off a balcony.
Oh, yeah, but you're not as cool as Sting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's to all that. Steve Borden.
Jesus.
Astro.
Love each other. Astro.
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Well, it doesn't taste as strong as it smells. Oh, Chris doesn't like it either. It's bitter. Ooh, that's bitter.
That's a straight-ass plum.
Is that what that is?
Plum and vanilla.
That's not a good plum.
I know as much about fruit as I do Christmas.
She's a tart.
What he's saying is the eggplant emojis were actually bananas, but he was confused. Oh. Man, I've had plum wine before. That's the only kind of plum I've ever had, I think. Mm. And it was way better than this. Fuck, I'm so excited, man.
I kind of like it on the back end.
It's not gross. I'll finish it. It doesn't taste like it's 7%.
It's 7%.
7.2, yeah.
That's 7%? This might kill me.
Yeah, this is just a wine. The fuck? This ain't a tart.
Malt beverage.
I'm pretty sure it says on the back of the can it's like 7.2.
7.2 right in front.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those Ocean Spray seltzers I tried of yours last night, though, two thumbs all day.
Hey, guess what? Got a case of them in the car for you.
Fuck yeah.
Well, whatever was left over out of the case. Yeah. But yeah,
I'll take
it. I got whatever was left of the case that you didn't drink. And how on brand is that? There's like a D&D lady on the back of the can.
Doing like the Hatchman pose.
I know. So that's a solid, I don't know, 5.5 out of 5 Sweet Sues. And we'll dock a half because it's a sticker.
It is a sticker.
So it's only the perfect can. Now to talk about the flavor.
There's a lot of it. That's a lot of flavor. It's too much flavor.
I don't hate it.
I do.
I don't even dislike it. It was $15 for a six pack, which isn't terrible.
It's not terrible, especially this is an Urban Artifact, right?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, that's not bad for them.
I don't know, man. I'll give it a thumb. I'll give it a solid ass thumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
A plum thumb. Right, right.
I feel like there's some plum. So there's more plum stuff than this.
Well, there's that one Christmas story.
Yeah.
There's that book.
Uh huh.
It's white and has the.
There's plum a nursery rhyme too about a plum, right?
You're thinking of the book again.
What the fuck? Am I really?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
If you kind of stirred around, it tastes different.
I poured mine, so I might be enjoying it more. Mm. I know sometimes with fruit tarts, they're either good in the can or they explode when you pour them or they're good in the glass. None of them are the same. This is nowhere near like the fucking
oh no,
Starburst.
It's not nearly as tart when you mix it up. No. It's weird.
Oh, see, yeah, mine's not tart.
Oh, yeah.
You aerated. We did not.
I fucking did. I do have some in my can right here, though.
So I'll go.
Oh, those are very different experiences.
Yeah,
that sucks in a can.
All right, let me see a cup.
Oh, not my cup.
Not your cup. Okay. My own cup.
Right.
Because out of a can, that's gross.
It's kind of gross out of a can. I'd suggest pouring it.
I can't do it.
He's like, I know why you said
that. Can we
have
cups too?
You're all getting cups, buddy. It's Christmas time.
I don't need a cup.
You should probably try it. Try it
out of a cup. You should just try it.
I don't hate it.
That burned the inside of my nostrils a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Out of it. Like, it's, I don't know. Something's not right when it's in the can.
Weird.
Yeah.
I like the color.
Yeah,
I've seen
this
shit come out of a bathtub and try to eat a baby one time.
It has a solid Ghostbusters 2 joke. The baby was Oscar.
It is different.
Yep.
You know that baby was played by twins and one of them's dead?
He got eaten by the goo in the bathtub. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. I'll go half a thumb.
You didn't think it helped pouring it?
I don't know. Half a thumb. Sweet Sue's, I'll give it.
Five and a half.
One.
You're an asshole. A real fucking asshole. Because you just did it because I gave it such a high score. You're like, bah, one, bah, bah. It has, I didn't even notice the D&D lady on it. And we're playing D&D. Serendipity.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to ruin all
I'm
this.
I'm just really, I really like how well this D&D game's going.
Yeah, I know. You've
I'm
slaying.
I'm doing so well.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to save the day.
I have no idea where I even am.
Yeah, you never
You're
do.
You're in the garage, buddy.
I've lost track of how many times.
In the game.
I've lost track of how many times we've caught you sucking dick. Thank you. Never. That's our 9/11. Never forget. He has. Or at least pretends not to remember any of it. He sucked so much dick that episode. It was mine. He did that. That's him spitting out my seat. Or the taste.
Just any ones.
Yeah, he's not picky.
Yeah. Likes all the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 2.5 on the Sweet Sweet Sue's. I mean, it's a fucking sticker.
Low ball sons of bitches. Don't dip the Russian bread in the plum. You're not going to like anything about it, you dummy. Oh, it's foaming.
It's like a coffee cake.
It's not.
It might be.
Oh, he's putting it in his mouth.
He's going to throw up.
He bit. He's regretting life.
Nah, I'm cool. Ain't bad. Nah.
I wouldn't do you wrong.
I'll keep the honey and the plum separate. Yeah. It's already got fruit.
I'm going to enjoy them separately as God intended.
Yeah.
It's his birthday after
that
all.
That helped. Both. You know what? This is now one thumb, and I'll go one thumb on the cake.
Yeah, where's your Sweet Sue's at?
Oh, I'll get it too.
I like this styrofoam cup.
It tastes like it looked better. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 1.5 on the flavor.
Yeah? You're going to have
it? Yeah, I like the sugar plum. I like the tartness of it. Like, it's tart.
Yeah.
No.
I still don't like the cake.
It helps. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
It's all up in my teeth.
All up in there, huh? Mm. All right.
Yeah,
Joey, where you at?
Be gone.
I will give it a 0.
On it, both?
On the taste, it's not good.
What about the Sweet Sue's?
I'll give it 5. I like the can. Even if it's a sticker.
5 my ass.
You can't give someone a perfect score. That means it could never be topped or beaten.
You can if you know no one else is going to do it.
I guess.
Those are 5 thumb cans. Or 5 Sweet Sue cans.
Right, and they're stickers.
And they're stickers.
At least it takes up the whole fucking can.
You didn't say it's a small sticker. You just said it's a sticker.
Yeah.
It looks good on the can. There's more detail
that
on it.
That does look good on the can.
Well, I knew when I gave those 5 that it would probably make it the shelf. I knew when I gave this a 5, I was going to throw them all away after you left.
No.
And most of them would still have beer in them. It's that kind of beer review to this week. It is what it is. But it was Sugar Plums. It's Christmas.
Yep.
It's a song and a book and a movie.
Fuck Christmas.
No. It's Jesus' birthday. Come
it's
on,
almost
guys.
Over, so.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess.
Well, I mean, when they hear this, if you release it on time, it will be almost over in less than so many hours.
Well, say, I'm going to try to get it edited out on Christmas Eve, but God knows. The way you guys have been playing. Now I start the show. You ready for this shit, Joey? So after a huge battle, much blood is spilled. Santa Claus hangs in the middle of an arena on one side. Kiss! Full face paint, all their instruments. On the other side, the HMB band. Freshly painted, we'll roll for face paint in a fucking second. Santa Claus dangling in the middle. Battle of the bands wins the North Pole.
Let's do this. Now I'm stoked. You sold it awesome.
I fucking hate you. Just roll your 20. Nobody's done that yet.
If I roll like a 1, do we have to start over?
No. What'd you get?
A 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
You get the face paint of anybody killer.
Why not?
No, I knew it was going to be. No, hey, man. That's a warrior, baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, roll for face paint.
Is that a 2?
That's a 1.
Oh my god.
You get flip flop the clown's face paint.
Fuck yeah, I look the creepiest.
Oh yeah, you also get the craving of feet.
Oh fuck no.
Yeah, no, it's gross.
Damn it.
You're so gross now.
Man.
Yeah, one's that's about as long as it goes, right? It's between that or John Wayne Gacy. Then I remember they had the same fucking face paint, so who cares? Joey, roll for face paint.
I think you should be VIs.
I see how low Joey rolls.
14.
14 is not the highest. What'd you get?
6.
I got a 6, man.
Oh, that's not bad. But it's not like Violent J.
No, that puts me like Twisted Error.
It's like right. Cold 187.
It's like what?
Cold 187.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, I guess you can beat Madrox. That sucks. Oh, but I just.
He's gonna be the guy from the. What was it? The Purple Gang? What the fuck was his?
Legs Diamond?
Oh, wait,
Legs
can he be Diamond. Little Poot instead?
Yeah. Well, there's no face paint then.
He can go in white face. I guess you need a fourth member of your band, so I'll join in. There's going to be Yams. A 9. That was a 9 level face paint.
Well, if 14 was Madrox, yeah. That would be Blazion at home.
Yeah, it had to be Blaze.
I'll take it. I'll look at flip flop over there.
Yeah, that's flip flop.
Yeah, it's somewhere between Blaze and Boondocks.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't want to be Boondocks.
Really?
Really.
I think Boondocks paints lower than Blaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So, Battle of the Bands. We all have to have an instrument or some sort of placement in the band. Kiss, we all know that Ace Frehley does a thing. What?
Yeah. Peace pipe.
You're playing the peace pipe? That makes sense. It's on brand. Oh, God. We didn't pick anybody that can play an instrument.
We're juggalos, Danny.
Right. You don't need
suck a dick.
Right.
Woo, woo, bitch.
Well, you're going to hurt his feelings. He's reformed. Flip-flop left the...
He
left the colony, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Like
what's it gonna take to win you back?
It's hard for me.
It's feet, you dumbass! The answer's fucking feet! Are you playing footsie with him underneath the table?
He's taking his shoes off.
Oh, God. Oh, there we go.
Bring it home, baby.
Hard pass.
Oh, hey, man.
Do you get Sugar Slam's feet instead?
I feel like that diet is making me more and more flexible every day.
Yeah, shit I've ate the last 2 days. I'm gonna die tonight.
place in the band. What are you doing?
Man, I feel like I'd have to play, like, the drums.
Why?
Because it uses your feet. I have a feet fetish. Makes my feet move
with
fast.
The pedals, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Joey?
Keyboard. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we're going to have me as Blaze on vocals? Nobody else is brave enough?
We said instruments, Danny. You didn't say
singing.
An instrument.
It is.
All of Kiss, they play instruments and sing.
Yeah.
And so do the Beatles.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't call Ringo a singer.
And we're
so
super does...
We're the new Lotus.
Still missing a pedal here.
Okay, so I need to do vocals and an instrument. I was pretty good at the bass clarinet.
Right.
So. Are you going to sing and play clarinet?
Whoa, guys, come on now.
Woodson's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can sing and play guitar.
Yeah, you're down to string instruments.
Kind of lame.
Oh, you want 2 drums.
I was thinking 2 keyboards. Like Flock of Seagulls.
An organ and a keyboard.
Or a guitar.
Guitar.
I'll take the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're redundant now.
Right.
Hell yeah. So Kiss is gearing up, man. They're starting with a banger. Detroit Rock City. We have to come up with a playlist on
That's
the fly to battle the classic Kiss songs. I almost threw up a little saying that. I really don't like Kiss. And we don't want to know. We don't want to let them get to the grand finale because we all know what it's going to be. So we all have to pick a song to battle theirs. Chris, you're up against Detroit Rock City. What song are we going to play?
The Juggalo Anthem.
You can't start with that. Why you can't come on and be like, hey, you want to have sex?
I do it on a regular.
Also, which one's saying the N-word?
All of us together. They can't cancel all of us, Danny.
Wasn't it always Madrox?
Oh, hey, it's Joey.
That was kind of his thing for a minute. It was either that or Blaze.
Yeah.
Hey, people thought I was black.
That's true. I mean, you basically wore blackface for a couple of years.
Yeah. It was a mask.
It was a stocking.
It was fucking a pantyhose.
Worn as a mask. Okay, so we're putting the Juggalo Anthem against Detroit Rock City. I'm going to say point goes to us. I should probably roll for that, though, huh?
Yeah.
I think so I'll say we're even, they're odd. A 20! Blows the fucking dicks off.
Yeah.
The cat no longer has whiskers.
No. Huh.
Yeah.
No, it's because it rubbed off on her mom's thighs.
Oh, man. I feel like if any member of KISS ever blew Angus Young, it was the cat. Yeah, guitarist of AC/DC. Yeah. Dressed like a schoolboy.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Oh, yeah.
All right, tune. The next classic KISS album. You didn't think you'd hear it this early. Rock and Roll All Night. And Every Day? And Every Day. That's exhausting. It's a lot of rock and rolling and partying.
Man, I would say, like, Santa Claus is a fat bitch. Like, if we're going to go, like, Christmassy.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the Riders one?
That's Deep Cuts. One of your guitarists doesn't know the words. It's me. I don't know the words.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I can do at least most of Santa's. And the parts I don't know for sure, I could lip sync.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Fat Sweaty Betty all over again.
We could do that, too. It doesn't have to be a Christmas song.
That's true.
I'm trying to save Santa.
That's true. We could do it.
By calling him a fat bitch?
Yeah. Just letting people know he ain't gave us no gifts, but we're still here fighting for
That's
it.
True. We have the moral high ground of this, Danny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Santa. Suck my dick, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You get behind me. We'll save
you. Ain't gave me no gifts. Give me the good gift.
Yeah. Pay me with your baguette, you fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what, Toon? I'll let you roll for it. And I'll just roll against you.
I got a 12.
I rolled a 20 again.
His dice is weighted.
Okay, so it's tied 1-1.
Yeah, it is, but like...
It's a good long concert, man.
Like, we were playing really good. We were grooving.
Yeah.
I was super happy not to have to say the N-word for a whole song.
Right.
But like halfway through, we hear the drums just completely cut out because he's sucking on his own fucking feet.
Those get sweaty.
Gotta dry them off with my saliva.
To be honest with you, I'm impressed.
But I can still play with my arms and.
Well, no, then you can suck your own toes.
Oh. Yeah. You see him over there gnawing on his feet when he's sitting in bed, just.
Joey, the next on KISS is Docket. Oh, fuck. I know what the finale is. They take off cloths and they rub off all their face paint because they're about to perform their hit. Best. Lick It Up.
What?
Lick It Up?
No.
Lick It Up.
No.
Lick It Up.
I have no idea. I don't like KISS like that.
It's only right now.
It's one of their most famous songs.
No.
I have never heard that song.
Well, you're about to, and you have to defend against it.
Southwest Voodoo.
It's in the Ha?
Huh?
It's in the Ha, you fucking Jeff. I don't know why I looked at Chris to yell at you.
Yeah, I was disappointed, too.
All right, roll, Joey.
Stuck.
Fucking, how are you so bad at Roll to Die?
Yeah, it loses.
What was it?
Oh, one.
I rolled a 16.
I lost.
We all did.
That's why we're here.
Spanked by... Lick It Up, not Lick It Off. Mm. But it's weird because like all of a sudden they're filling themselves and their face paint just starts bleeding out of their pores and covering their faces.
Let's do it.
We're going to throw up the horns?
No.
It's my call.
I'm ready for the song.
Okay.
I'm excited for KISS's next song.
The finale?
Read my mind. This isn't the finale.
Oh, I didn't know you were making up the story. What song is it?
Well, it's... I don't know.
There's four of us, so I was only doing four rounds. Okay. I can do a tiebreaker if you can name another KISS song for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Psycho Circus.
No, that's the finale, jackass. Oh. I fucking hate D&D! You fucking prick! It was Juggalo versus KISS!
Like Psycho
of course
Circus.
It was Psycho Circus!
You stole my
you
shit!
You asshole!
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Fuck the world. That's from the song.
Man. Yeah, Psycho Circus. Yeah. You stole
I can't
that shit.
Remember another fucking KISS song.
Beth.
Okay, so Beth, it's a ballad. We have a ballad in our ranks. ABK. In the city.
Mm-hmm.
In the city.
In the city.
Versus Beth. Who wants to roll against me? It seems wrong for me to do both. I rolled a 20. Never mind.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow. You rolled 3 20s in a row.
Not in a row. Last one was a 16.
Let me see that.
There you go.
Check his die.
What is it?
A 5.
It's not loaded. No, it's definitely not loaded.
19.
I will reroll just
okay.
A 5.
So,
but it stopped on the glasses, so 4.
4?
Is that a fucking that's 1? A 1.
It would appear, that's a 1.
Would it appear that way?
Yes. I was going to call it a 7, but the 7 is next to it.
For some reason. Not that
similar. I got an 8.
3 other men matching another man's lisps in a word with heavy S sounds did not beat the classic known as Beth.
Right.
We're staggered. Okay. We're down 1. We can't win.
Uh-huh.
But it's time for the grand finale. They got the pyro going. Gene Simmons has blood coming out of his mouth, crotch, and asshole.
Right.
Whoa.
Before we start playing.
Yeah.
I want to run to the back.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull, with all my might, a big ass skid of something to the front of the stage.
Roll for it.
A 20?
Yeah, 20 said die. If you could roll a 20, I'll let you do it.
He's gonna roll billions.
17. It's meant to be! I didn't expect this to be such a juggalo-centric fucking Christmas episode. You know what? You get your skid. Let's see what it is, though. It's a skid of... Ooh, that's a 1, so it's not going to be good.
It has to be. It can only be one thing, Danny.
It's Cabbage Patch Kids.
No, it's not.
Oh. It's not Pego.
What do you mean it's nothing?
I rolled a 1. You roll again. You roll to see if it's what you want.
He rolled a 17.
To see if you could successfully pull the skid, Mr. D and fucking D. I thought it stood for ding dongs and dick.
Because he doesn't know what's
that's
3D.
That's a 20.
That's a 20?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it's full of diet root beer Faygo.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, special holiday edition, sugar-free, candy cane flavored Faygo. Stay out of your mouth, kids. It tastes like shit.
That's going to burn.
That's bad. Your eyes are going to burn.
Well, I mean, at this point,
fuck the kiss face.
Half the elves are wearing fucking kiss face paint. They're part of the kiss army, the Carmy.
We're about to blind them with that, with the pepper.
Well, I'm just saying, so if you hurt them, it's fine.
Oh, but
they've won the crowd over at this point.
What if the pop gets them all hopped up and shit?
Well, it's sugar-free. I don't know if it's caffeine-free.
I don't know.
So they're just energized and blinded.
We have been in a fair amount of Fagogeddons or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
How much Fago really winds up in your mouth? It all ends up on your pants and in your eyes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah. I never weigh, Danny. This is how I watch ICP.
Face down, ass up. I got you.
Yeah. Hey, man. Sometimes I need clean.
All right, you got your candy cane and Faygo. They're gearing up.
Oh, we start launching them, Danny. We're shaking them.
We're not going to perform a song back at them, though. We're just going to start to their own song. We're providing them the show of
a spring Faygo. Yeah, we're shooting them with it, Danny. We're putting them. We're sticking our fingers up there, shaking them, pulling our fingers out, and they're shooting like missiles.
Okay, all right.
God, it's like he doesn't know how this shit works.
Well, they go to the crowd, not across the crowd to another stage. Roll for it, bitch. Y'all have to roll for your Faygo launches. You have weak wrists. I don't know. What'd you get?
5.
5. Tune.
11.
11 is pretty good. That was a 4 and you re-rolled it for no reason. What was it?
It wasn't a 4. It was a 13 and then it rolled on the thing.
It was completely flat.
That's a 3.
That's a
3.
That's a lot of work for a 3.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Tune, he's a bit of a pro. He shakes it. One hand. He already has the cap loosened. He twists it off a little bit. Rock it right into Gene Simmons.
Hey.
Right into his flaming bloody crotch.
Hell yeah.
It gums up the works a little bit.
Yeah.
He shook a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Chafing.
You two blast each other's faces off with Faygo bottles because you're both dumb. And Joey can't read die.
That's okay, because as soon as I hit the ground, I hear the face out of our next song playing.
Okay, well, hold on, because, like...
Is it on me?
Y'all had damage dies, but you blew this all apart, so you each take, I don't know, 2 damage.
I didn't mean to...
Two damage. Fucking ruined everything, Chris.
Shut the fuck up.
I did.
I was just spitballing. Okay.
All right, you said you're getting ready for your next song?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, this is their
grand finale. We need a grand finale, too.
Yeah.
Are you done with your Faygo barrage?
Well, I figured it carries on through our last song.
Oh, that's going to be hard to pull off.
Why?
It's ducked the fuck down.
Is it?
Or? Let's have a jug meeting.
Shouldn't you start that before you launch projectiles into the crowd?
No. That's a heads up.
Yeah.
We don't do warning shots, my man.
Okay. Well, then you're busy doing Psycho Circus, the Kiss number one song of all time. It's not stupid or anything like that.
Right.
I don't know why you'd say that. Welcome to the show.
So you think duck the fuck down?
That's where I was at.
I'm leaning towards Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl's a good one.
What's the song where he says, Psycho Circus, you stole my shit?
Fuck
the world's a...
We could do Riders Holiday.
Yeah.
Special Health Boost, Halloween on Military Street.
I don't like songs about pedophiles. Fuck the world seems perfect.
You're thinking of Mr. Rotten Tree.
I am. I absolutely am. That's my bad.
Yeah.
Or
what?
The Killing Fields.
No.
I know. That was a joke.
This was a hit. What did you say was perfect?
Fuck the world. Or assassins.
We can do both.
We can't do it. Oh, well, yeah, I think only the winner gets an encore.
Yeah.
We're not winning.
Why? We didn't just win the Fago Armageddon?
No, you hit one person with a bottle. The other one's missed, and that was the end.
We each other.
He's the bassist, buddy.
Oh, well, yeah, fuck Gene.
Yeah. Jim.
Fuck Jim Simmons.
It was Gin Simmons, guys. Oh. Like, oh, the drink Gin?
Simmons.
Yeah.
Gin okay. Simmons. So what are we going with, man?
Yeah. I like his boots. I don't know. I like, I'm a feet guy.
I wish we would have started with a...
I'm a feet guy. I can only imagine what that tongue would do.
Yeah.
Role playing, bitch. Role playing. Did he blow it apart? Yeah, Chris did. Tim's pulling it back. Don't worry about it. So what are we going with? Joey, have you... you said that one song.
Yeah.
Halloween on Military Street. It's Christmas time. So
what do you think?
It doesn't have to be a Juggalo song, guys. We can think outside the box. Talk about these dogs
homies
of mine?
Bring them together.
Oh, my God.
We're all a bunch of just face-painted fucks. Let's do it.
Do bring kids to us?
Yes. Ugh. Santa loves love. Santa loves love.
Okay.
I know we've had the beer review by now. So, like, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. This is for Jesus and Santa. They both love love.
Happy birthday. Ooh, birthday, bitches.
I'm just thinking of Frosty the Snowman. Happy birthday!
I just watched that.
Frosty's my favorite Juggalo.
Yeah. Oh, he get, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He's the only one with magic powers. Him and Big pipe. Hoodoo. That should have been the low score face paint role. Big Hoodoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big old doo-doo. Got a new album coming out. I don't know why I know that. I didn't ask for that information. It was sprung upon me.
Yeah.
It's the Carter 3 or whatever.
I know. It's a good album.
Not really.
The Carter 3?
Yeah, not really.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
That's one of the greatest albums of all time.
You're fucking high. Maybe Carter 2. Maybe the Carter 1. Really not Carter 3. He had Tech 9 and Eminem on a song, and then he wasn't on it. What? Greatest album ever. Fuck off, Joey.
It was an art piece.
Yeah. Art, these nuts.
Art beach. I think the artist kind of needs to be in it.
So.
It helps.
Yeah.
We're doing love. Homies.
You know what? Fuck it. We're doing each other. We'll have an orgy while singing orgies. Cover of Blue Monday.
Well, yeah. Name another orgy song.
Stitches. Why do you always try this?
What do you mean?
Define yourself to me, stitch up my emptiness, because you're the death of me.
By Stitches?
By orgy. Oh. No, the song is.
No, I like Stitches. I'm gonna break in your face.
I love cocaine. Oh, I love selling blow. That's Stitches, right?
Yeah.
He said the name of another orgy song. You're like, I love Stitches.
Because you said Stitches, and
it's
I was
the
like,
name of the song.
The rapper. Okay.
Yeah. So we're doing homies. I agree with homies.
Okay.
I don't remember who said it.
Me.
Homies. Yeah, your day on homies.
Yeah,
we're down.
Cool. Homies. All right. So we're gonna fake again our way through homies. Which one of us is dressing up like Michael Jackson? It has to be done.
I think it has to be the lowest ranking one.
I think it's the guy whose idea it was.
Oh, okay.
That's Joey, right? No. Well, it's a democracy, bud. Joey?
Joey.
Chris?
Joey.
Oh, that's Joey. Joey's all of a sudden. Hee-hee. Who are you painting up as?
Madrox.
Madrox.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, Jamie. Fuck.
Didn't want to do this to you.
He's too good for all this shit.
I feel like you haven't been nearly
nasty
enough.
But we have ABK sitting over here.
I'm too high for this shit.
Me too.
What? I've been too what?
What the fuck was I going to say?
No, you already said it. I just didn't hear it.
Well, what
too lenient? Too soft? Too...
Oh, you haven't been nearly nasty enough this episode, or this voyage.
Towards expression,
to be fucking Blaze.
Oh, no. He's,
yeah,
you
should
mean?
Be like...
Oh, I should be like coming on things.
Just being gross in general.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I'm nasty.
Yeah.
Joey, nice butthole. Thank you.
You'll suck my toes?
No. Well. With your butthole?
I was asking Danny. He's nasty.
Well, in that case, apparently. Yeah. Okay. Must oblige. Yeah. So, Chris, roll. We all roll, actually. Somebody you got.
Oh, Jesus. A six.
I got an eight.
Fuck. I got a three.
I don't know what that says.
Yeah, you never do.
It's a single number.
It's a 15.
Oh, 15.
It's a single number, 15.
You need new glasses.
You do, my friend. Yeah. Guys, I don't see how that could possibly ever be any finale performed by Kiss, so I'm going to say we fucking whiffed that, too.
Yeah, but I mean, who tells us when it's time to quit? We can just keep playing.
Yeah, we got the agility.
Well, it would appear that Santa Claus hanging in the middle of your stages has bled out.
Or bled out? You never said he was bleeding. Coming close
to it. Well, you skipped a big part of the story.
yeah, he was just hanging
there. I didn't skip shit.
Most of it, really. Like, the bulk of it, you know? Like, the part where you find out where people are bleeding or not, what happened to Yams, you know? What Yams sucked on? Yams didn't suck a single dick.
Well, you took that from us.
Joe, you fucking nailed it, you badass.
Sometimes.
Why did you take all that away from us?
Because you forced my fucking hand.
I don't think I did.
Don't ruin my fun. Anywho, Santa's on his last legs, guys. He's bleeding out. They are lowering him down. All the elves in the crowd now wearing kiss paint.
And, yeah, well, can we go down there and start fighting elves, trying to get to Santa?
It would appear that most hope is lost, but you see a little bit of breath coming out of him. He's now on the ground. All the elves have pushed to the kiss side of the stage because we all suck. Like, I thought kiss was bad. Holy fuck, man. And, like, for the rear...
He should have never gave us instruments.
Let's say roughly the 90 people we faced on Black Ops 6 Call of Duty last night. They know how bad we suck as a team. Uh-huh. These elves know it even more.
Okay.
But not in real life.
Where's Michael?
Right?
He's painted up his stitches, and he's actually at the South Pole, very confused. I was going to put it in my GPS, but I was trying to fix my headset.
He's like Ouija Mac.
I wouldn't do that to Michael. Only because I think he could take me in a fist fight.
Michael or Ouija?
Michael.
Oh.
Well, I fucking...
Danny, I think my baby could take you in a fist fight.
Well, I wouldn't punch a baby. I'd punch Ouija Mac.
I'd punch both.
Wah! Anywho.
I drop kicked my baby earlier today.
Hell yeah. I've drop kicked my own kid.
Did not come off the ground.
No.
No, but the baby did.
Spartan kick, I guess.
All right, so all the kiss elves now, the Kelves, pushed, oh God, they're kiss-a-lows at this point. We've lost the majority of the North Pole, but Santa's there, and you see his chest moving a little bit, and it looks like he's trying to motion us over, trying to get the last few words of wisdom.
Does he throw up the wicked?
Not one-handed.
Not one-handed.
Not one-handed.
Santa's not a Jeff, dude. So he's
just, Fuck him. He better use two hands or I'm going to stomp his ass out with my feet.
I love that. Keep it old school, bitch.
You look at Santa has a chapter 17 necklace on, and you're like,
dead to me. Fuck you.
Kiss. And Ray's like, well, I guess, Chris, and he tries to smooch your face because he's confused.
Right.
If we have to. All right, so anyways, Santa's, he's not in a good shape. He looks like he's fading. He's calling us over.
Okay. So I'll go put my ear to his mouth.
You could probably just, like, check all of y'all after, like, get all
okay.
Back up, buddy. Okay. Back up.
This is why I don't play these games.
He can't really talk to you. His blood and his beard and stuff. Santa's in a bad, bad way.
Good thing I got pen and paper. Write your shit down.
He's kind of pulling his little red jacket open a little bit, so you see a pocket with a little note sticking out of it. You hear Joey yawn because he's bored by the whole thing. Role playing immersion. I can never do. You know, I did a fucking super edit with like sound effects in the last one. That never happened here.
Why?
Well, I get sued for using Kiss's music.
No.
I'd have to put at least Joey saying the N-word in over and over again.
Right.
Yeah, I just can't do it. And I'd have to use Madrox's voice in real life to do it.
So I grab the note and I read it.
Okay, it does say that when this Santa's light goes out, you may say a name three times, and a new Santa, dead or alive, will take his place. Think long, think hard, say the name. There's only one real answer. Handle this fucking situation. We've lost all control of the North Pole.
Right.
We've ruined Christmas for every kid on Earth.
Good thing we're adults.
Even the Russians. We all have kids, Ray! Yeah. Tune! Nobody has a name in mind.
No, I do.
I thought this was going to be an
obvious. Scott Calvin.
That's stupid.
Santa Claus movies.
Oh, I was going to say Tim Allen.
You want to replace Santa Claus with Santa Claus? You guys are so fucking unoriginal.
I was going to say like Rikishi because he would fit the suit.
I'm like, well, I can't hear you. I'm putting on these fucking whiskers so I can join them.
What?
I said, I can't hear you. I'm over me putting on this grease paint.
I thought you were giving Tim Allen whiskers. I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah,
what did he do?
Randy Newman. Not Randy Newman.
Oh, ho, ho.
Wait, hold up. Is it Jesus?
No.
Real answer.
Oh, I said alive or dead.
Alive. John Bon Jovi.
Maybe a way to bring somebody back into the D&D episodes he enjoyed.
Oh, oh my God. We're assholes.
B-Rad's going to be Santa?
I thought it'd be Brad, maybe.
No.
Fuck.
See, I was thinking, like, you know, fictional.
Yeah. You were thinking, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey.
That's interesting.
Be red.
Oh, he just did it without your permission. All of a sudden, you don't hear a trumpet. You don't see a light. You hear the glass shatter in heaven!
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Whee! It comes down on a chariot made of Grey Goose bottles. Yeah. Glocks firing from the front. You're a dead elf. You're a dead elf. One dead elf? What? Two dead elves? What? slamming vodka, having Glocks, murdering elves.
Oh, yeah. The way God intended.
The way it's, well, it's Jesus' birthday.
Right.
Right.
Name a better gift.
I just wanted to, I also really want to say the glass shatters in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, I thought.
Yeah.
And B-Rad's just canonically Santa from now on.
Nice.
Going forward.
Love that.
Don't let me forget that. That's a little bit of payback for keeping him locked in a dungeon for months.
Right. So now he's just stuck in a wintry hell. Except for one day a year.
One day a year he gets to... He gets to break into every house in the home. He'd secretly like that a little
Think
bit.
Of all the moms he gets to kiss.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Shit. It is a mistletoe.
It is now. Yeah. And nobody gets to touch the radio in the sleigh because he's by himself.
Ah.
Yeah. Nice. So, like, he comes down, he murders all the elves, and then he's like, oh, shit, I probably overreacted, guys. I might need them. But now we have to take on Kiss.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's just him and NWA on stage.
Where'd they come from?
Because it's Brad.
Or do we all just wipe off the paint and put on blackface real quick?
No.
Oh, no, good. Okay, I didn't want to.
Then we're T-Generation X, baby. Let's do this.
All right.
You're China.
I know.
Okay.
Fucking more manly than X-Pac.
Can I be Billy Gunn?
You, I don't really.
He's too tall.
Yeah, that's the problem there.
What's the problem?
Do you want to be Mr. Ass?
Oh, yeah, kind of. You seem
to be Road Dogg.
Yeah, of course you guys. Yeah,
he is my Road Dogg.
Yeah, Village Outlaws. Yeah,
yeah, right.
You're here too. I got nothing, man. I don't know.
That's X-Pac.
That's Shawn Michaels.
No. What? He can't be Triple H.
Why can't he? You can tell me that beautiful bastard does have a fantastic pedigree.
The leader.
Follow him anyway.
Joey lead us.
All right, fine. Joey, you're the leader now.
Start rapping.
No.
All right, with B-Rad on our team, add a 10 to your roll. Roll your toys and die.
Add a 10.
Add a 10.
Yeah. Oh, add a 10. We're ending this shit.
I'm at 22.
I am at 21.
I'm at 22.
25.
It is the most beautiful and iconic musical performance ever performed on God's green earth.
Yeah.
And with that, Kiss melts.
But it wasn't green. It's snowing.
Yeah. And what song were we doing?
That one Brad loves so much.
On the Wings of an Angel.
Stairway to Heaven.
You rock him with a 9-minute rendition of Stairway to Heaven,
yep.
Which is actually, I think, a little short.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, no. And then, like, all the elves that are dead, never mind, I forgot they were dead, kiss themselves on their knees, bleeding out, start chanting for an encore, and we blast out into an even more iconic and beautiful rendition of Freebird.
Oh, yeah.
The only encore God ever intended to actually happen.
Right.
And why the fuck save that for the encore, you pieces of shit? It's so late. Go home. That's for the real Leonard Skinner. Like, come the fuck on, guys. We're here for two reasons. That's 50% of them.
Nah, Leonard Skinner's fucking awesome.
Such Name a long song. Five.
I've never seen them.
Huh?
Name five.
No.
That are not.
That's how you defeat that? Yeah. All these years, you just say no?
It's always just name five. Yeah, it's just
yeah. Fuck! That was my impression of Chris. Chris, fuck me.
Jesus.
Chris.
He said ABK one time.
One time.
Just, yeah, I can't help it now.
Yeah.
No, that mouth, that...
Jesus that Christ, mouth. Danny.
Are you high?
Yeah, I think so. No, that beer dried my mouth the fuck out is what I was trying to say. Maybe I am kind of high.
Drink that water.
I have one right here.
Swallow it.
Oh, that's the part I was missing. Fuck.
Swish it around, shit.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No spitty mouth. Spitty noises.
Right. No spitty mouth.
No spitty mouth.
He's good or bad.
So, anyways, you guys get up. Fuck you. You guys get to Santa's sleigh. You come back home.
Oh, yeah? Be ready to drop us off?
Yeah. Nice. And on the night, he forgets what the phrase is because he can't remember if it's a book, a movie, or like a song or some shit.
Right.
So he just starts blasting Glocks off in the night.
Well, yeah.
But the cast was like, ding, 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 ding. Nope, that's ding, 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 ding. That's Christmas.
What is it?
I thought it was State Farm.
I thought it was a lowrider.
I thought it was State Farm. I'm surprised why you motherfuckers didn't say Jake when I was like, who should replace Santa? You're like, ah, that guy from State Farm, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
He's always there when you need him.
Yeah.
When you know it, you only have to pay him once a month.
Yeah. Just like Tim Allen, you know, you say his name and he shows up. Shake the snow globe.
It's true.
That's fair, I guess. So, yeah. D&D, bitches. Merry Christmas. At it. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hell yeah.
AMF. Day Mons.
Chris Mons.
I'm Tim.
Pat Joey.
I thought you squeaked that chair. Holy fuck, you flew in from a mile away. Hail Mary. Woo. That's my name. What's up?
How you doing?
Oh, going back away. Oh, I have to talk? I have to...
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same, Danny.
They do.
They really do. They do.
And we'll...
Hold your beer.
Fuck yeah, you never got it out. He's tightening a Mountain Dew cap in his microphone aggressively.
Just hold your eggnog.
What did I say last week? I love an aggressive edit.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. Yeah. I'm throwing that chair in a fucking dumpster. Nothing personal. Yams is worse. Don't put your shit away yet. We revisit the beer review. You're going to make noise. You're doing it too?
I'm doing it because he started putting them away.
I just thought about
it. I learned it from watching him.
He was here.
Yeah. I did finish my beer.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you
I did, actually.
You want this one?
Not right now. I think I'm too high to drink. That's how that works, right?
Sometimes.
Oh, good. I've never been crossfaded. I wouldn't know. Not intentionally. Fucking, what was it? Gin Siemens is pretty solid, though.
It is.
Gin Siemens. Yeah, two. And two on the cake, too. I actually really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, I never dunked it in the beer because I'm not crazy.
Oh.
But it is what it is.
It was okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I got half a thumb on both.
So you're going down again?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you went back up. Now you're going back down?
Yeah.
What a roller coaster, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm staying my 1.5 on it. Then still my 2 on the cake.
I'm going to go with 0 on that beer. It's not good. I have not drank a quarter of mine.
There's like 2 left. Y'all want to like go crazy?
I probably give it a 1.5 on the cake.
You didn't even finish your piece, man.
No, you should put it in the microwave, though. I bet it's better warm.
You saved the best part. The best part's the middle. Where you don't have the edges. I'm not going to eat it. That's weird. It's been sitting on a dirty-ass poker table for an hour now. Okay.
I'll throw it away.
Yeah, no, that's what I would do, personally. I'd rather you did that. So, yeah, Psycho Circus was always going to be the finale.
That's good.
You
guys were all, thought of that.
Brad was always supposed to become Santa.
Yeah.
We failed.
Yeah.
Well, no, Brad's still Santa.
It's true. All the elves are dead. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen next Christmas. It's probably not going to be good. But I was just going based off the idea of Kiss Safe Santa. I wanted H&B Safe Santa. And then you're like, well, I call this. And you were right.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. You're like
I thought you'd be happy for me.
Nah, man.
I was happy for me.
I noticed.
I was.
Called that shit out.
I'm glad we jumped to the finale because this was still an hour-long episode. God knows how long it would have been. And I can't feel my feet.
No, why? No. I'm tired of standing in the snow with no shoes on.
See? What? That's what it feels like.
God, imagine if Flip-Flop had to have his shit amputated.
Who?
Me.
I think he'd love it.
He could just lick his own foot.
Yeah, he wouldn't throw them away. He'd have them.
You'd have to after a while.
No, you used to have one of your changes, blah, 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 on your own tongue.
Yeah.
Fucking take it back from formaldehyde and pull it back out for dessert.
If anything, he would, like, never leave the house again.
Yeah?
Yeah. And his merch would get really fucking creepy.
I think it's too late for that.
Really, really creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Gin Siemens.
Yeah.
Frozen toes.
No, go ahead. I didn't hit pause. I didn't cut you off, buddy. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
No, yeah, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you.
Jesus!
Happy birthday to you.
J-Man! Oh, I'm done being hype, man. I was feeling it, dude.
No, you're good.
Happy birthday to you, Jesus. Happy birthday
to you. Jesus.